Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, I'm thankful you tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, Matthew 19, verse number 1, Matthew chapter 19, verse number 1. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coasts of Judea beyond Jordan. And so the Lord Jesus had been up in Galilee, and he finished the telling of this parable about the kingdom of heaven and forgiveness and the compassion and pity of the Lord towards those that desire him for mercy and for help, for forgiveness of an unpayable debt, about what he promises us that the Father will do for his children if we do not forgive those, if we are not like him, if we do not forgive from our heart, and certainly we need to do so. He comes on down here to the coast of Judea and beyond Jordan. If we understand that, it's over to the east of the Jordan River, okay, down around Jerusalem, Jericho, over to the east, those plains of Moab, as they were known of in old days. And the Pharisees also came to him, tempting him and saying to him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" And so now the Pharisees and from the region, from Jerusalem, come to him. There's great multitudes that are following him, it says in verse 2. I don't think I read that. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. And so these Pharisees come and say to him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Is that lawful for us to do that?" He answered and said unto them, "Have you not read that he which made them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh? Haven't you read that? Wherefore they are no more twain or two, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." And so the Lord goes back to the beginning. He goes back to the creation. He tells about the genders that are made, and we live in a day of great gender confusion. There are two genders that the Lord has made. That's very clear, very plain. It's in that way from the beginning. No man, no woman can change such a thing. The gender that we are made is the work of God. And of course, that's the reason the evolutionist wants to do away with the thought of God being the creator, and pursuing a great hoax of evolution that's put forth. Also, this of gender confusion, this gender changing, and this of the saying that men can be married and women can be married, and there can be a three-way relationship or more. All of this is just a direct slam against God and what God has created and what God Almighty has directed for mankind. There are two genders, and marriage is reserved for those two genders, one of each gender, to be married before God, and it is for life. That's the design of God. Now, man has changed that. Man has revolted against that. Mankind has. But it still doesn't change what God has given us obey him in. And so the Lord says, haven't you read? You can go back to Genesis, first book of the Pentateuch. You can see how mankind was made male and female. And so then because of this, for this cause, the man is to leave father and mother to cleave to his wife. And that's a great, bond. That is a cleave. A melding together, so to speak. It is a permanent thing. Cleave to his wife, and the two, they twain, shall be one flesh, because they're joined together in marriage, and that intimacy that's reserved for marriage, that's been abused and misused by mankind, but it's reserved for that. But that intimacy, and the from that intimacy, children being brought forth, male children, female children. That's the only kind that there are, two genders. And the Lord says they become one flesh. He says they're no longer two, but one in that bond of marriage and the intimacy, the consummation thereof. And he adds this. This had not been said before, but these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. The idea of divorce is man's idea. It is not God's idea. It is man's idea. God made his judgment, his statement about marriage in the beginning, having made Adam, and from his rib made woman, who later was named Eve, a helpmeet for Adam. That doesn't mean that she's less. That means she's got a special place made for her to glorify the Lord in, and Adam has his place. Men have their place to glorify the Lord in. And the Lord makes it very clear that a man that doesn't love his wife, he doesn't love his own flesh, because they twain are made one flesh. And so, the way it went down with the disobedience and the way sin came into the world and came to mankind, the woman was deceived by Satan, possessing the serpent, but Adam went into sin and disobedience of God with full and total and complete knowledge. And so because of all that, man is made the head of the woman. The woman is taken from the man. That doesn't mean that she's less. It means that she has the place made for her. And in marriage, she's to be a helpmeet to the man. And the man is to be a lover of his wife and one that provides and cares for his wife, that she might fulfill the duties that God has given her in the home and in the marriage for the rearing of children and the bearing of children and help in rearing the children along with the man being responsible for it all, but certainly needing help to be able to do it all. And so the Lord has made a wonderful, blessed economy in the family and in the home. And that's what evolutionists want to tear that up. The gender confusion fair want to tear that up and say it's a different way. And all of these ways of man, these false ways and manipulations of man lead to nothing but heartache, confusion, disillusionment. It's just the way that is against the Lord is not a way that is going to be good at all. And so the Lord makes it very clear. God's joined them together. When they are married, they are joined together by God. And what God's put together, what God hath joined together, let no man put asunder by divorce. They say to him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? And so now, They were prepared with this because they knew, they figured they knew what the answer of the Lord Jesus would be. And so they bring this to the Lord Jesus and cast it to him. Moses, the first prophet by which the Lord spake and gave us the word of God, the leader of Israel, there is certainly that Enoch prophesied before the flood. And so, but on this side of the flood, Moses is that first and most notable prophet, having led the children of Israel out of Egypt, appointed by God and empowered by God to do so, and then having written the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. They take Moses and say, well, Moses, why did he then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? And so how do we have that? And listen to what the Lord Jesus says. And he said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. So what we understand from this is that the hardness of the children of Israel was such that a man would put away his wife, and as they had mentioned early on, for any cause, if he was just not satisfied or happy with her in any way, as is kind of joked about it, if she would burn his eggs in the morning for breakfast, he could put her away. And the Lord said, this writing of divorcement has come from a hard heart. A hard heart. See, Moses wrote this, suffered. He suffered the hardness of their hearts and the putting away of their wives. A woman that would be put away from her husband, certainly for nothing that she did, would be left in a great distress, because without a writing of divorcement, she would still be that man's wife in the way that any other man would look at it. And she would just be there in limbo, not able to marry another, not be able to be cared for in any way. And it was just a great strain and a great strife. And the Lord Jesus says, he says, because of the hardness of heart, divorce came along. It was a man's idea. Moses, he suffered it, but it was not to be so, because he said, but from the beginning, it was not so. God did not ordain it. But to keep these women from being just in limbo, not being able to enjoin themselves to another man, a writing of divorcement was given so that they would not be left destitute. Man, I say unto you, verse 9, whosoever shall put away his wife. So he says, now let's talk about right now here today. I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. So he makes it very clear. You put away your wife, you put away your husband, it works both ways, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. So he says, it's just very plain. You take your wife, you take your husband, you put them away for anything but fornication, sexual promiscuity, and we understand this to be before marriage, as it was with the understanding and the ways and the custom of the Jews, and marry another. You have a wife, you have a husband, you put them away and you marry another, you are an adulterer. And whosoever marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery also. And so the Lord makes it very clear. He says adultery is accomplished by being married, putting away, and marrying another. There's this one little caveat of fornication. And some would say that it would be fornication in the marriage, that they would be adulterous themselves. But the thing is fornication speaks about sexual impropriety and sexual unfaithfulness outside of marriage. Okay, fornicators, a whoremonger, and such as that. And so with the Jewish culture, the Lord our understanding is that the Lord is saying is that if you thought you were getting a virgin and you did not, then you may put away that one. But otherwise, if you put them away and marry another, you've committed adultery. And so there is this of separation that happens, and all kinds of different things. Now understand, those that have been adulterers can be forgiven by the Lord. And indeed, what I believe that the Lord gives out and tells that if one has been adulterous, they need to stay right there where they are. They're married again, divorced and remarried. They need to just stay in that relationship where they're at. There's no fixing it. As one brother said, there's no unscrambling of eggs, and just stay right there and serve the Lord. But this is what the Lord Jesus answers in this question that is brought forth by these Pharisees. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.